Chapter 69. For the Chief Musician. To the Tune of Lilies. By David. Save me, God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail, looking for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who want to cut me off, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. I have to restore what I did not take away. God, you know my foolishness. My sins aren't hidden from you. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame because of me, Lord of hosts. Do not let those who seek you be brought to dishonor through me, God of Israel. Because for your sake I suffer insults. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers, a foreigner to my mother's children. For the zeal of your house consumes me. The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. When I wept and I fasted, it brought me insults. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate talk about me. I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, Lord, in an acceptable time. God, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and do not let me sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters overwhelm me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Do not let the pit shut its mouth on me. Answer me, Lord, for your loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me speedily. Draw near to my soul, and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. You know how I am insulted, and my shame, and my disgrace. My adversaries are all before you. Insults have broken my heart, so that I am in despair. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table before them become a snare, and a retribution, and a trap, and a stumbling block. Let their eyes be darkened, so that they can't see, and make their backs weak continually. Pour out your indignation on them. Let the fierceness of your anger overtake them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let no one dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have wounded. They tell of the sorrow of those whom you have hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of life, and not be written with the righteous. But I am in pain and distress. Let your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. It will please the Lord better than an ox, or a bull that has horns and hoofs. The humble will see it and rejoice. You who seek after God, let your heart live. For the Lord hears the needy, and doesn't despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas, and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion, and build the cities of Judah. They shall settle there, and own it. The children also of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell in it.